We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the season gets underway on Friday night, taking on Southern Coffee County. First off, how have you felt about the way practice went during the training camp? And do you feel like your guys are ready to play that first game?
Oh, they're definitely ready to go out and see where we stand. You know, we went last Friday over to Madison for a jamboree. You know, it's always tough to get ready for that first game, but trying to get ready for a jamboree for varsity and JV in 9 days was definitely challenging. But you know, it was good to get over there and get some of those the nerves out of the way. You know, get those that first live experience. And so now we're just trying to clean up things this week, and we're definitely ready to go play.
Looking at this team, you have four starters back, but you have a lot of guys who did gain some valuable playing time last year. And as we talked before we started the show, this is probably the season where it's time for the next man up to leave his legacy, so to speak.
Definitely. You know, we had a lot of seniors last year, and it's hard to replace their leadership and experience. But we also had a JV schedule last year. It was 5 games, and that was the first season we've had JV since I've been head coach and I've been at Lebo. So that was truly helpful getting these guys ready to play this year. We returned about 4 starters, but multiple guys played in some capacity, offense, defense, special teams, and then they also got JV experience. So they're ready to step up. It's going to be fun to see who's ready that first game to make their way.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. So what is it that's encouraged you about your team through the first couple weeks of practice and getting ready for this season?
Well, we had a great summer in the weight room. They've gained confidence. You know, just a year older. Guys are hungry. They saw how well we did last year. They saw how well those seniors had, you know, matured from sophomores to juniors to seniors, and they think they can do that. So, you know, just believing and being hungry for their opportunity, and now's their time. So,
who are the players that are going to be leading your group this season?
Our returning starters are definitely going to lead us. Kyle Reese is our senior. You know, he was one of our best players last year. Statistically, he was all league and all district and had some honorable mention all state awards. So he played running back and receiver for us last year, but he'll play some quarterback, running back. We'll move him around. So, and then on the line, we return Austin Bailey. He's only a junior, but he got some recognition last year in league and district, and also honorable mention D tackle. He's got a football body. He joined our 1,000-pound club this summer, so he's very strong, and he's excited to get going. And then Kyle Reese's younger brother ended up playing some running back for us in the postseason, and he's just a sophomore this year, but he's hungry to get a chance to touch the ball and show his thing. And those are our main three. Luke Davies, main four here. Luke Davies is a junior, and he's got a lot of awards over the last couple of years. He's played some receiver for us and outside backer. So those are our four that have got the most experience, but like I said, multiple guys have played below as underclassmen in some capacity. They're ready to step up, and they're hungry.
You have Southern Coffee County coming up on Friday night. Any expectations, or what is it you're going to be looking for from your football team in game number one?
Last year when we played them, I think we played about as perfect as you can. You know, we didn't have penalties, no turnovers, no, you know, we executed defensively. We were never caught out of alignment like an experienced team would against a team that you felt like you might be better than. This year I'm looking for the same thing. I'd like to see us not turn the ball over. I'd like to see us get lined up, not have penalties. You know, everybody wants that. But going to Madison, feel like allowed us to play live, you know, competition and try to clean that up. We weren't perfect over there by any means. You know, we had some turnovers and fumbles. So it'd be nice to clean that up I feel like if we do that, things will kind of take care of itself.
Coach Hadley, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against SEC, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, Grimmett Construction, and Auburn Pharmacy on KVOE, live and local.